Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Your official station to talk Jets.
Well, it's just collateral damage for, you know, a season that's just gone awry. And, his job was to put this offensive line together, and he was given a lot of resources to do it, and that hasn't really come together.
The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Wakanda! Welcome!
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it, and I think I need a shot of Casamigos right now. I have to give this to Blake Snell. Breaking news, I repeat, breaking news. Two-time Cy Young winner, Blake Snell, signs with the world champion Los Angeles Dodgers for 5 years, $182 million. Why? What? KD made it cool for these guys to can't beat them, join them. I blame you, KD. The rich get richer. And again, how many times have you heard me scream on this microphone? The Dodgers never waste an opportunity from the trade deadline to the offseason to get better. If they have a need, they address it. They are not willing to let a trade deadline or offseason go by without adding proven star power to their team. They will get Shohei Ohtani back as a pitcher. They will get Tyler Glasnow back as a pitcher. They just added Blake Snell, a proven arm, a postseason proven arm, lost to the World Series, the Mickey Mouse World Series to the Dodgers in 2020. I am sick already with this baseball offseason that, like, right away we get this. Like, come on. He signs with San Francisco for 1 year. This is a guy that the Yankees supposedly offered a contract last year, but he wanted a longer-term deal. This is a guy that was also supposed to be interested in the Yankees again. The Dodgers, they just are allowed to be this juggernaut of a super team. The rich get richer. And I don't think it's cool that a guy like Blake Snell, just in division, you just pitch for the Giants. You just go join the Dodgers. But whatever, I can't hate on it. As I see the image of him in the Dodgers jersey on his Instagram, I'm reminded, like, this is what they do. They went out and got Trevor Bauer before we learned that he liked to do what he likes to do. Like, they add Trey Turner, Max Scherzer, Manny Machado. They add at the deadline, they add in the offseason, this past offseason that led them to the World Series, they add Ohtani and Yamamoto. And now they add Blake Snell, and they're not done.
They're not done.
And real quick, just putting a little bit of a bow, The Athletic is reporting that the deal does include deferred money. So yet again, that deferral of the money that it only seems that the Dodgers can do.
He's a Scott Boras guy.
Right. I don't know. And I don't know why it seems like only the Dodgers know how to set up these contracts with deferred money. But at one point, these other teams are going to have to catch up to the Dodgers. Because as long as the baseball makes sure that this is legal and okay with the players union
somehow
and bargaining.
Somehow they're cheating, bro.
And all that stuff. Another team has to step up with this deferred money situation.
No, somehow they're cheating, bro. From the Ohtani deal so that Ohtani could come through and get Yamamoto. Now there's more deferred money. Like, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Game of shadows. Something fishy is going on. They're manipulating this luxury tax. No. Let's talk about something else. I'm sure now we're going to get calls. Blake Snell to the Los Angeles Dodgers. 5 years. $182 million, the World Series champions who pitched the bullpen game in the World Series, in the CS, in the DS, they just added a bona fide starter, a two-time Cy Young winner, a guy that's pitched in the postseason. I'm already sick about it because I want to get to the World Series again. I want to win the World Series. And there's the first big signing of the offseason that just makes you think that, like, how do the Dodgers not continue to add and continue their dominance and potentially go back to the World Series and win it? And if the Yankees are going to beat every team in the NL or be the best team in the AL and meet them there again, like, now they got to get through Ohtani pitching, Blake Snell pitching, Yamamoto pitching, Glasnow pitching. Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, back to the phones because we were talking about everything else but that. Ross is in Bergen County. Ross, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith? This is a little bit of a bombshell real quick. It's crazy, too. One of the last free agents last year off the board, one of the first this year. So.
Yeah, because Scott Boras learned. And as much as I said Scott Boras won't take deferred money with Juan Soto, he's obviously taken a deferred money contract with Blake Snell. So stay tuned. Maybe there will be some deferred money with Juan Soto. Who knows?
And, well, I mean, I see people saying that probably means they're out on Soto. A, you
no,
brought the deferred money.
It does not
B,
mean they're out on.
There's no such thing as a salary cap with Friedman and all of them. I mean, for being honest, I think they're getting Sasaki. I heard Max Fried was, I don't know what Snell now, but I heard Fried was basically a foregone to go out there, too. And who knows, there's still a wild card you got to consider of you seeing Ohtani, you know, as good as he is as a two-way, what he's like as a lone hitter. Who knows if at some point they tell him, listen, man, if you just stick to being a hitter and they go out, get another starter to replace him. They got so many options to play with. And it feels like even when they run out of roster spots, they pull something like this. I mean, it felt like when they went out and got, when they went out and got Freeman too, it just feels like when you think they're stacking the deck beyond what they know how to use, they always find a way to make it work. So, and we can't even make the jokes about the, not to throw shade at the Yankees, but we can't even make jokes about, you know, the one Mickey Mouse ring like you brought up because they beat those allegations a month ago.
Yeah, that's done. I'm going to just stick to the Devils and hope they hoist the Stanley Cup and bring a parade through Newark.
that was going to be my segue. Speaking of Mickey Mouse organizations, maybe it's a good thing we don't have you see like all the Flack Lightning fans get because the two cups they get out of the Stamkos court was both during COVID. But regardless, you know, I heard you had that guy on before talking some Rangers. And I think when you look at this Ranger team from an outside view, you look at Igor is obviously front and center. He's the reason why they probably made the playoffs. They'd probably still sneak in if we're being honest, but the reason they were definitive contender all these last three seasons, the reason they probably went as far as they did. I think if you got to take a step back and look at it from the view that we saw how this team operated when Lundqvist was here for 10, 15 plus years, and they were always good enough to go on a run. Obviously, we know we never got a cup out of it, and it's the reason we'll never hear the end of it as long as, you know, we're here on this earth as New York Rangers fans. And my biggest fear is we go down that same damn road with Igor Shesterkin, and for honestly, as more credit to him than Flack, is the reason why I don't think we should pay him this upcoming summer. If he's demanding, he turned down the $11 million a year. I think I even saw somewhere like 11.5 he turned down. He was asking for $13 million plus at one point. You were talking about Florida before. Sergei Bobrovsky's got the current highest contract per year at $10 million. And even that's kind of a bad deal. Even though he got the cup last year, they don't have that transition of a mindset of a franchise if it weren't for him having his ass on the bench this time last year during the playoffs. They had Spencer Knight and Lyon playing games, and Bobrovsky kind of had that wake-up call, eventually goes on a big part of their cup run. But even he's not worth the money. And then you got guys like Swayman and Hellebuck. So the fact that Igor, as good as he is, and I'm not trying to say he's not the best goalie in the league, because he is, but I think that's why they can't pay him. Because look at how just depleted this core is, and I'm glad that Drury or Dolan, whoever, it's probably Dolan, whoever it is, I'm so glad they're finally acknowledging it. And if anything, it puts more pressure on them, because now that you acknowledge that there's something wrong with the core, and I think the fact that Freeman put that tweet out means something will happen. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that they name dropped Trouba and Kreider specifically. And it goes back to the offseason, too. I remember I called you because, towards the end of the offseason, my biggest problem was they tried so hard and made it known. It was public that they tried trading Trouba to Detroit. It was the specific team that they were basically, Penn just needed to hit paper, and Jacob Trouba was going back home to Michigan. And the fact that he stayed here was the whole thing with his wife and his personal life, stuff like that. But the fact that he still got the C on his chest, the guy who everybody in the world knows that you want to get rid of, and you kept him as the guy commanding the locker room.
Yeah, awkward.
You also got Kreider.
Yeah, that's
awkward. You got, right, Kreider's the only guy still here from the 2014 team when they went to the Cup. And I know there's kind of that element of, you know, it's bittersweet if you got to say goodbye to him. But you know how many familiar names we had to say goodbye to in 17, 18, 19? And I get those are rebuilding years compared to now where I'm sitting here going on. He's dependent on the Rangers fan.
This team had their chances, Ross.
They're treading water.
This team got knocked out by the Panthers, 12, the Devils, the Lightning. They had their chances, Ross.
You go to Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals, not once but twice, and look like you just ran out of gas. That's the common denominator. That shows that at some point that's just a, you know, you run into a brick wall. And listen, that's kind of going back to the Shesterkin point. They are just so reliant, and even when they have Lundqvist, they're so reliant on having one of the best, if not the best goalie, on their end of the ice, that you look at the way they play night in and night out, you say, all right, we could kind of half-ass our side of the game because we're going to have Igor or Hank, or even throw Jonathan Quick into that conversation now too, the way he's been playing. And that's kind of the thing too. You know, I kind of, and it's kind of apples to oranges, you compare positional value, because obviously goalie in hockey is so much more valuable than a running back. But you ever see that like chart graphic of running backs on Super Bowl winning teams and how much they
make? Used it a ton.
I don't know if someone has like an actual graphic of recent Stanley Cup winning goalies, but the money they make and just overall their stats, it's nothing that jumps off the board. I think Vasilevskiy is like the only one even close to being elite, and Vasilevskiy is the definition of elite. But I mean, you look at, you know, Bobrovsky last year, he was kind of on the decline before last year. He had Darcy Kemper or Aiden Hill in 2023 was a career fringe goalie. Darcy Kemper in 22 was a career backup, basically. And that's kind of, you look at Colorado in 2022 was the model franchise. That team was so well-rounded. They only lost 4 games the whole run. And you look at a guy like Kemper, they essentially, not to discredit him, but they won that cup despite him. Just because of how well-rounded the team was, you didn't need to have anything remotely close to a good goalie to make up for it. And the Rangers are the opposite. They have an aging, unmotivated core. You think the Rangers respond?
You think the Rangers figure it out? It is, it's not even Thanksgiving yet. The deadline isn't until March. You think all of this talk makes them kind of go on a run and figure it out, or you just think it's a wrap?
I think if you consider sneaking in as the 3 seed, and maybe if you get knocked out by Carolina, if you consider that a run, maybe. Because look, you brought up the Devils are looking great. Carolina, a lot of people, myself included, thought they were going on a decline, and kind of compared to, they're kind of like the Rays of the NHL now. They brought in some aerodynamic nerd who, that has no experience in hockey, comes in, makes like these low-budget signings, one of which being Jack Rossovic, and he leads the team in goals all of a sudden. He couldn't find the back of a soccer net with us. He's leading them in goals, and they're having a great year. And then even don't sleep on Washington. They got some young players. They had a great offseason. So any of those three, I'd probably say Washington's the one we got the best chance of surpassing. But I'm not going to stay here and tell you they're going to go on a run. Because even if they do look good in the regular season, last year showed us all we needed to know that they could win. They could go 81-0-1, and it wouldn't mean diddly squat, because they're not going to do anything with it in the playoffs. So I don't know, man. I'm just so dejected. And like I said, now that they're out, you know, they added the fact that they moves are necessary. It's the pressure's on them now that they acknowledge that this team blows. They got to make the changes to get things right.
Yeah, well, you still got that banner for the President's Trophy. Thanks for the call, Ross. Ross should start a podcast, Ross and the Rangers. Rangers with Ross. 888-808-1019. Talking puck on the fan. Let's go to Ben in Randolph, New Jersey. What's up, Ben?
Keith, I appreciate
it. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, you welcoming me on the show. You know I always love your program. And how sweet is it to listen to a Rangers fan rant for 10 minutes
about how bad their team is? Before Thanksgiving, a lot
of
them
are unbelievable. I mean, they're a fan of a team with no energy. Their coach is just going to continue changing the lines. They got to trade Zibanejad, trade Kreider, trade Trouba. All they have is Shesterkin. But, Keith, that call was just, that was hilarious. But anyway, to the Devils, I mean, this is a team right now. I don't want to get too ahead of myself. The Devils have no liabilities. They finally have big guys, tough guys. They finally are healthy. They have goaltending. And I got two hot takes here. I don't even think it's a hot take anymore. One, Jesper Bratt, most underrated player in the NHL. And number two, Nico Hischier, best number 13 in the tri-state area. The Devils are absolutely buzzing. Tom Fitzgerald made all the right moves in the offseason. So I'll let you take it from here, but it's a good vibes right now for the Devils.
Great call, Ben. Jesper Bratt, and shout out to the Bratt Pack, the Bratt Man, Bratter, and, 63 over there and 1-3 over there. Yeah, Jesper Bratt's the best player in the NHL. We love him. We love that guy. The Devils do look complete, and I know it's so early, and I know we could have egg on our face, but they have defense. The guys that can score the puck are scoring the puck. It ain't just Jack. There's multiple guys getting it done. The way they skate together, the way they've been playing together, it just looks like it's all coming together. The best 13, Nico Hischier, the captain, the best 13. I know that 13 jersey is tough. I know I was looking at getting that 13 jersey with the C on it. So he's up against Jalen Hyatt. Who wears 13 for the Jets? I don't know who wears 13 for the Jets. He's definitely better than Jazz Chisholm. I'm out on Jazz Chisholm right now. We'll see you when we get back to next season. Who wears 13 for the Mets? Yeah, I don't know. So, hey, Ben, you got that. A best 13, best number 13 in the tri-state area, the natural Hattie, Nico Hischier, the captain of your New Jersey Devils. Keith McPherson on the fan. I'm running out of time. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. That drop is hilarious. No music. I'm trying to get some of my beats. Hey, there we go. What's the difference between me and you, me and you? A little rough rejoin, but we're here. We're here. And, I mean, it was a rough break for me. This Blake Snell stuff is hitting me hard, man. Like, I hate the Dodgers, y'all. I hate that they're allowed to do this. But, yeah, that drop made me laugh, and I'll cue that up so we can get to my next car that's been holding. Right? That's a Jet fan calling saying, I wish we had a Tommy DeVito. Tommy DeVito might be one and done. Tommy DeVito might not be playing Thursday. He might not be able to throw the ball. He might not be able to go. So he might be one and done. You might be seeing Drew Lock. And all of the hoopla about Aaron Rodgers, you thinking you're going to see Tyrod Taylor. No, Aaron Rodgers is going to be on the field on Sunday. Mitchell is in Queens, next up on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, always a great listen. Thanks for the show. A couple things I wanted to just talk quick hockey point, baseball, and football. So I think the Devils are at the point of Islanders, and they're right on the brink of being a wagon. I don't think it's a hot take at all to say that Nico Hischier is the best 13 in New York. He's probably taking a shot at the Islanders with Matt Barzal, but I think anyone who watches hockey knows that Nico Hischier is a more valuable player than Matt Barzal, and that's not a hot take. Maybe because he has
Devils fans are in love with the guy. Like, just watching last night, him getting Nico chance after the hat trick, immediately as he had the hat trick hats being thrown on the ice. Like, yeah, I hear you, though. Barzal, I did not think of.
No, as an Islander fan, I'll take Nico Hischier over Barzal. Barzal's proven that he's meant to be a good winger, not a good center. He's proven that at this point in his career. I do think, though, that just looking at the Devils roster, they do need more depth and more, I would say.
Yeah, somebody's going to get hurt. That's what scares me. Somebody's going to get hurt. Multiple guys will get hurt at the same time. It's just part of it.
Not just the scoring depth, because they have a lot of talent. They need some guys who have got some sandpaper, some guys who are going to be tough to play against. And they have those right now, but I feel like you can't have enough good players who are really rugged guys. That's what I think of just for the Devils for now. It is frustrating hearing the thing about Blake Snell. As a Mets fan, and I feel like if you're a Yankees fan, you have to think the same way, is that every team but the Dodgers doesn't have a hole. They have holes. So whether you get Soto or not, what's the pivot points for this team? Meaning you need relentless lineups to win a World Series.
Yeah, if you're looking at the reigning champs, it's discouraging. it's like, how do you beat the Dodgers?
I think if you just look at just the World Series champs in general, outside the Nats and the Giants of the last 15 years, every team has had a really just strong lineup top to bottom. And you can't say, oh, well, 7-9 will fluff that. That doesn't work. The Dodgers hurt you 7-9. You have to be able to hurt
people. And they will make a move at the deadline to add Tommy Edman. Like, that's just what they do. It sucks. It's like, how does this, I don't know, how does this consistently go on? They're allowed to make the trades that other teams pass on. They're allowed to sign the free agents. And now this deferred money thing. I don't want to cut you off. I know you got one more point. Go for it.
I was just taking stats on this. I would feel like there are more quarterbacks in the NFL who are starters and do well, who do not come out and play right away. And I feel like in the age of analytics, we should have known that by now, or get to that we're not in hurrying to get quarterbacks out there, because most of them do not do well. Outside of like Burrow and Allen, think of most guys who start well in the league.
It's extremely hard to do. And it's so much about fit and the head coach you have and the offensive coordinator you have and the scheme that you have and the talent around you. Like, look at Bo Nix. In the beginning of the season, I wasn't sure about Bo Nix. Now I'm like, what the hell has Sean Payton done with this kid? In a couple months, like, he looks like an NFL quarterback. And we knew that he was a college quarterback because he played at two big schools and had been around for a while. But, like, Jaden Daniels is starting to taper off. Not really. I mean, I don't know. Caleb Williams isn't in a great situation, but everybody said he was the second coming of, you know, it was just a lock that you had to get him.
Yeah, I just think that it's very, those two teams have things in common, which they do well, is that they have a good running game and a good offensive line. And it doesn't matter about your skill players as much, meaning if you want a guy to come in and to grow confidence, to grow, you have to be able to do those two things, which are the most.
You got to keep him upright, and you got to give him a break. So you can't have him get sacked all the time, and you got to have a good running game where he can call plays, a couple handoffs, a couple pitches, a couple tosses, in a series where you're getting first downs, where you're getting yardage, where it's not all on his shoulders.
Yeah, I just think that, meaning as a Jets fan, something that people have thrown out the Tyrod Taylor thing, I would love to, I don't know whoever they choose, part of me would love to see the Jets draft a quarterback and start someone like Tyrod Taylor to start a
year. Yeah, next year, exactly. It can't be Aaron Rodgers. You move on from Aaron Rodgers, you keep Tyrod, and you say, Tyrod, you're going to start. Tyrod's been in that position. He was in that position when Baker Mayfield got drafted. He was in that position when Justin Herbert got drafted. He'll be in it again.
And there's no reason you can't pull up to week six and say, can we be between 2-4 and 4-2 with Tyrod Taylor as a starter? And there's no reason that that can't be yet.
Yeah, there's enough talent on the Jets team where we don't have to just assume they're going to be miserable. With a good offseason and the right leadership, they can be competing. And I think they could be a wild card team next year. Thanks for the call, Mitchell. 888-808-1019. I mean, it's all on the table. We're talking about everything. But I wasn't going to cut Mitchell off. I'm just like, I have been preaching that Juan Soto will not take deferred money because the age of Scott Boras and how he's not playing that game. Well, when you are dealing with the Dodgers and they say, well, let's show you the details of what this contract is structured like this and blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't know. They are able to manipulate the cap, the luxury tax. They are able to finesse and do things that, like, Brian Cashman, figure out what they're doing over there, bro. Somebody get to the bottom of this. In Belleville, it's Ruben on the fan. Ruben, what you got?
What's up, Pete? Congratulations on 4 years. It's been a weird 4 years, so I'm happy you made it all the way through.
Oh, yeah, it has definitely been strange for me being on the radio. It's kind of a crazy experience.
Radio, kids, the world.
Yeah, like TV, you, internet, mad followers, mad random people just recognizing me out in public. It's crazy.
Well, congrats. listen, this Dodgers garbage that they do with the deferred money, it's because they're going to sell the team. They're going to win five World Series and sell the team.
I can see that.
The Yankees are the if Steinbrenner gives them deferred money, guess what? Steinbrenner's still got to pay him. It's the Bobby Bonilla thing, right? Like, if you know, and I think that Cohen wants to just own the team. Whether he loses money, doesn't lose money, makes money, I think he just, this is fun for him. You know what I mean? So, but he still has to pay, and he doesn't want to pay 10 years later from now and go through the Bonilla thing again. The Dodgers don't care. They're going to sell that team. 10 years, they won't own that team.
Yeah, they'll kick it down the can. It'll be somebody else, or kick the can down the road. It'll be somebody else's problem.
Yeah,
and it won't be a problem because they're going to be doing welcome back the 2024 World Series champion Dodgers in 10 years.
100%. You're a marketing genius. You know exactly.
I know
what
I know how
do.
It goes down out there. Thanks for the call, Ruben. They have the highest attendance in Major League Baseball. They have a diehard fan base. I'm telling you, these people live and breathe Dodgers baseball. It's time for Dodgers baseball. Like, you go out there and, like, respect to our cultures here with the Yankees and the Mets because they're strong. But when you go out there to L.A. and you see how they get down when it's time for baseball, they have a ton of fans, and those people don't care. That parking lot is hell. It's madness. Even just pulling up to Vin Scully Ave, it's like, damn, the ballpark is so far from where you have to enter, and it doesn't matter. They have 60,000 people out there.
And one other thing, John Heyman reporting that he's also getting a $52 million signing bonus. So when you put that in with, so that means it's really just five
stuff.
For
130. What's going on?
It's really going to be, what, five for like 130-ish maybe? Assuming the signing bonus is involved in the 182, and then with the deferred money, like, is it possible that he's just only making like $20 million a year or $10 million a year? In theory, absolutely possible. Genius by the Dodgers, by the way. What they are doing
we'll
right.
We'll give you $51 million now. Like, I don't know. I got to see the details.
52. But it's
regardless,
genius from the Dodgers because, like, for some reason, no other team in baseball wants to do this.
Yeah,
and
but
that's
they
the
have
frustrating
to.
Part.
It's a copycat league. If this is the champion,
hopefully at
and
this
they
point
introduced
they
this last offseason with a $700 million contract that was really $460, $46 million a year. The the rest deferred. Like, I want the details on what Blake Snell is getting paid, because this happens early. Blake Snell was late to the dance last year. He was vocal about being a pitcher, his regimen, his routine, getting into spring training and how it affected him. Now, he's locked up before Thanksgiving for the rest of his career. How old is Blake Snell? Blake Snell has been around. It could be the rest of his career. He's 31 for the next 5 years. Like, I mean, I know guys pitch until they're Scherzer and Verlander age, but that's not effective once they get up there. You don't want to be paying them the big bucks then. This guy's trying to finish his career with the Dodgers, win a World Series or two.
Absolutely. And this is also that I'm saying now, the massive signing bonus coming off a huge revenue year probably barely hurts. That plus the deferrals will minimize what the Dodgers will owe year to year. And now, and how about the Dodgers? Ohtani, in theory, Ohtani, Glasnow, Yamamoto, Blake Snell, four realistic Cy Young contenders.
And then they're about to get
Roki
Sasaki when he posts it, like, and forget about it.
It's a Cy Young rotation.
I'm disgusted. Like, I'm actually ill. I'm about to go home, yo. I'm about to go home.
I'm sorry. It's one. It's these are the times where you wish that the Yankees
baseball.
And the Mets would have Andrew Friedman and that front office. Because they are playing chess, and the entire league is playing checkers right now. It's crazy. And again, I'm hopefully you're right that this is a copycat league, and other teams are going to start to do this
but
with the deferred
first,
money.
And they're the champions, and their team is dirty. They're stacked. They have too many guys, man. And they didn't have the pitching this year. Ohtani didn't pitch this year. They had to throw a bullpen game all the way through October, and they still did it. What happens now? Like, this is just... this is just the rich getting richer again. This is reinforcements. This is, all right, well, let's do what we can do here. And, I mean, I don't know. If I'm Juan Soto, I'm just going to go join the Dodgers, bro. If I'm Juan Soto, like, I'm not even joking about that. If I'm Juan Soto, go ahead.
Why wouldn't, if you're Juan Soto, why wouldn't you go to the Dodgers at this point?
They're the it team. They're the potential dynasty. They're the new Yankees. They're the team spending the money. They seem to be ahead of the curve. Like, that. Like, why wouldn't you just can't beat them, join them?
And this
Blake
is
Snell
a Yankee.
Did it.
A Yankee and a Met fan who's saying it realistically, and we want Juan Soto on our teams.
Knee. We understand that there's like you said, someone playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers. The Dodgers have a huge fan base. They renovated that stadium. They sell out every game. They just won the World Series. They're trying to have multiple parades. Bruh, it makes me sick because the Yankees, so many things could have went differently in that World Series where maybe we could have avoided this. And I'll never get over it, man. Taking Cole out. Gleyber Torres just being half asleep. Ohtani roaring on second base, celebrating that he's on second base. The ball trickles, he gets it there. I'm like, oh. Nestor Cortez and pitch in a month. We're going to pitch Nestor again. Verdugo catches that ball. You guys know what happened. I'm just talking about game one. You guys love talking about that fifth inning. Let's go back to how it started. Win game one, and the whole World Series has a different feel. Win game one where you had two lead. Like, we're living in a world where, like, I'm not going to be able to enjoy baseball, man. And that's going to suck. I just got to get over to the Rock Prudential Center. I can't go tomorrow. I'll be on air. But I got to get over to the Rock, just really watch the Devils, get my hockey knowledge up, lock in on the NHL, hope that the Devils can win the Stanley Cup, because I don't have a shot, man. I don't have a chance. I'm joking, but not really. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm running out of time. If you're on hold, stay on hold. If you'd like to call and get a last word or thought in, you can do that. 888-808-1019, BRB.
Your official station to talk Knicks. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Boo. California knows how to party. I'm tired of them dancing on our graves. I saw Buster Only came out there like, Gerrit Cole wouldn't be talking about beating the Dodgers. Giancarlo Stanton wouldn't be doing that. Anthony Volpe, never. Like, yeah, the Yankees would just win with class and pinstripe pride and not mock the team that they beat. Like, the Dodgers are still mocking the Yankees. The latest one, oh, They're making fun of Rizzo's mound visits. Whatever, man. Your station to talk Knicks. Danny, talk Knicks on the Fan. You got it, Yonkers. You got it.
Keith, what's going on, man?
Just about to go home and, like, just get over the fact that the Dodgers are about to run baseball for the rest of the 20s.
That's all right, man. Soto's going to go to the Mets and they're going to give it to the
Yeah, whatever. At this Dodgers. Point, who cares? Whatever, yo.
But, man, so these Knicks, like, bro, last night was unbelievable. I went into this season thinking that, you know, you're going to have Towns and Brunson being your two main scorers. And I was, like, content with, you know, thinking that Bridges, Hart, and OG could share the load of being that third scorer. But, I mean, it looks like OG is really stepping up, and he's going to be that.
Stay healthy. OG, just stay healthy. He's like that. He's like that. And you have, like, this team's still not where they're going to be. Like, you have so much more time for them to gel, for them to, like, really figure out their identity. And you have time for them to get guys back and maybe make another trade at the deadline or something. Like, I don't know. If I'm a Knicks fan, see it through. It's so early. We're not even 20 games in. Like, see it through. They're going to be there. Like, I think I was saying when they were struggling a little bit, and they weren't really struggling. It's early. But when they were struggling a little bit, I'm like, there's a reason that when you look at the odds have them favored to, like, get to the Eastern Conference Finals, pretty good odds to win the finals. Like, they have star power. They have a good coach. They have a great fan base, a great arena. Like, when it comes time, they're going to be ready to roll.
Speaking of the trade deadline, is it crazy to think maybe we offer a second-round pick to Minnesota to bring back DiVincenzo? He's miserable there.
Yeah, and there's rumors he's miserable and that they want to shop him. Like, I was just listening to the Roommates podcast with Rick Brunson talking about that with Jalen Brunson. And like, you never know.
Right? He's like the kid that's, like, on the outside, like, stuck in detention, watching all his friends have fun outside with the rest of the
whole thing was supposed to be there reuniting the Villanova Four. Like, you know, they got these guys together in the NBA. Thanks for the call, Danny. 888-808-1019. Nelson is out in Queens next up on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Good night.
Good night.
How you doing, man? I'm gonna say something to you, man.
Yeah.
You see what the Dodgers are doing right now is what the Yankees used to do in the 90s. Now the Dodgers are looking at the Yankees how the Yankees used to look at the Rays and the Marlins back in the day.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I just said they're the new Yankees. They're the new dynasty. They're trying. Like,
yeah, and you know what I'm going to suggest to you? I would suggest that the Steinbrenner cannot keep up no more. They need to sell the team.
There's
a lot of billionaires out there richer than the Steinbrenners. They're not. The Yankees back in the days used to have more money than the other teams. Now that have caught up to them. They can't keep up no more. They have to sell the team, bro.
Yeah, they're never going to sell the team. Thanks for the call, Nelson. And that's literally never going to happen. They need to just keep pace. They need to just realize they make a ton of money. And, yeah, they're not going to ever be as big as these ownership groups or these billionaire owners that have money from other places. But they're the New York Yankees. And, yeah, it just sucks. Our own history is damning us. Our own reputation is just a reputation that the Yankees can no longer live up to. I mean, the Dodgers are going to try. It is what it is. I don't know what else to say. Josh is in Passaic. Josh, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, what's doing?
You know, just, I don't know, the reality that, like, we're just getting started here with these next couple weeks of free agent signings, and it might be a whack-ass offseason for Yankee fans, especially if Juan Soto doesn't re-sign, especially if other guys that they have Yankee fans have their eyes on go elsewhere, and the Yankees are left, like, losing a World Series, losing one of their best players, and not being able to really stack the deck and, like, reload again.
You know, I'm still waiting for the Yankee fan to call. If George was still here,
he's coming any
second.
Yeah, that'll be on Al Cintron's show coming up.
Maybe you're going to see something, you know. It would be very funny, you know, if the Dodgers also need to get news that how they would get Soto. It would be like 12 years. It would be 12 years. They'd pay him $25 million and then give him $30 million. No, $10 million, actually, afterwards, the next 30 years. They'd be able to fit off $600 million in there. Because and you don't know what they're going to do with this team. But anyways, he's with this Devils team. I think I'm now into this feeling with them is that there's no game where they play that I don't think they're going to win. Doesn't matter which team they play.
Last year they used to be down 0-1. They used to be down 1-0 in the first period.
And you know they're coming back. Another thing that they're repeating from 2 years ago is when they're down a goal and they have that extra man, they always finish it off 2 years ago, and this year they're doing it too. And you know, hopefully this year they go farther, but this is just an amazing team to watch. They got the goalie. They got the team. Let's see how this rolls. You know, football's over now. Thank you, New Jersey Devils. Hopefully I'll go to the game Saturday night. Maybe I'll see you there. We'll have to speak, you know, close to the game. Okay, thanks for taking my call. Have a great night.
Maybe. Thanks for that, Josh. I can't go Wednesday. Maybe I try and go Saturday. But like I said, I've been on heavy daddy duty. Shout out to my son. It's been a good time. It's just been, you know, shout out to the parents out there. When you're taking care of a 1.5-year-old all through the day and night or whatever, it's just, you know, that's priority. My priority is making sure my son is good. So I don't know if I'll be able to go. If my wife allows, if my wife says, sure, go for it. I don't live that far from Prudential Center. I can get over there in a good 20 minutes, and I can take the train over there. I need to get back. The Devils are my only hope. That's all I've got now. That's all I've got for tonight. Al Cintron coming here. Pick these Mets fans up. Tell them how they're going to defeat the Dodgers in the CS next year with Juan Soto, and Juan Soto is going to take Blake Snell deep, and the Dodgers will not be going to back-to-back World Series. Yeah, I don't know. We'll do this again tomorrow as far as my show, KM to 10 p.m. I'm on from 7 to 10 on your Thanksgiving Eve. So I'm about to go home and, you know, not think about baseball and come back tomorrow and take some more calls. And something will happen. Something else will go down in the wide world of sports. But, yeah, I'm out of here. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Al. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.